This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Okay, I won't make you wait. Of all the things you can find washed up on the beach, Wisconsin came across a brain. It was wrapped in tin foil with a pink rubber band. It was first thought it was a chicken breast until they got a closer look. The medical examiner's office says it's not human, and it's probably from a cat. But still, who has a cat brain lying around, and why would they toss it into Lake Michigan? Weird. Want to know how brutal Hurricane Sally was? People 2 miles inland were finding shrimp swimming on the sidewalk. And the storm's not done kicking butt yet. It just brought tons of rain to Georgia and South Carolina. Already more than 2 feet of rain has fallen on parts of Alabama and Florida. Power's out to hundreds of thousands of people, and the bridge has been knocked out in Pensacola, where floodwaters were 5 feet high. If you owned a full-size T-Rex, where would you put it? Right now, there's one in the window at Christie's in New York. His name is Stan. He's 67 million years old and is expected to bring as much as $8 million. He's being auctioned October 6th. He was found in the Northwest back in 1987. It's believed Stan was a fighter based on the punctures to his skull and neck vertebrae. Turning the page in 60 seconds, it's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker back with more of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Theme parks might be closed because of the pandemic, but that doesn't mean you can't rent one for a day. The Beach Bend Amusement Park and Water Park in Bowling Green, Kentucky is letting families of six or fewer rent the whole place for a day. Minimum rental is 2 hours, and it will set you back $5,000. But at least you get unlimited rides and no lines. Have you traveled by plane lately? Fewer people on flights. Still not enough legroom, but open seats will remain on Southwest flights. The airline's going to keep that middle seat empty through the end of November. Airlines have been limiting seats sold on flights to allow for social distancing, nearly all requiring face masks now. SNL will be back in the studio at Rockefeller Center when the show returns October 3rd. The entire gang from last season returning, including Pete Davidson, who wasn't sure if he was coming back. What'll be different? No live audience. Ugh, more canned laughter. The cast and crew will also test weekly for coronavirus. No word yet on how many new episodes the 46th season will get. Sort of a Midwest rite of passage, going to see the Tommy Bartlett Water Show in Wisconsin Dells. They showcased flips and tricks on water skis. Well, the show can't recover from the loss of revenue this year and is being forced to shut down. This would have been their 70th season. The Tommy Bartlett Water Show put on nearly 19,000 performances for more than 30 million people. I saw it for sure. Wednesday was the 400th anniversary of the pilgrims leaving England aboard the Mayflower headed to America. To celebrate, the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom helped launch the Next Gen Mayflower, a boat with no captain, crew, or passengers, powered by the sun and wind and piloted by artificial intelligence. It's a team project from a British marine research company and IBM. The vessel should traverse the Atlantic and end up in New England. Finally, everyone has a favorite side of the bed. And according to psychologist Hope Bastein, who also happens to specialize in sleep analysis, the side of the bed you prefer reveals different things about your personality. Apparently, people who prefer to sleep on the left side of the bed are generally more cheerful than their right side counterparts. They also tend to be able to handle stress better and are more confident overall. While not quite as cheerful as lefties, Right side of the betters are more grounded, realistic, and prepared for worst-case scenarios and crises. Whatever. Hey, don't forget, the South Haven Jazz Festival is virtual and happening today and tomorrow online at southhavenjazzfestival.com. Watch a variety of jazz artists on whatever media you choose. South Haven Jazz Fest, virtual, online at southhavenjazzfestival.com later today and tomorrow. Knucklehead news out of Georgia, where deputies say they attempted to stop a guy on I-75 in Canton on Monday, but he jumped out of the vehicle and ran off. Officers searched the car and found a winning scratch-off lottery ticket. And now they're hoping the driver will come back for it. They also found some methamphetamine. The sheriff's department posted on Facebook to the suspect who ran on foot from our deputies on a traffic stop this morning. You left a winning $100 lottery ticket in your vehicle. You can claim it at 498 Chatton Drive in Canton. We'll be here waiting for you. Congratulations, by the way. He can put the lottery ticket toward his bail. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul at WCSY.com is my email if you come across something that's buzzable, or just copy and post a link on our social media pages. If you miss the Daily Buzz on one day or you'd like to listen again, they're always available at WCSY.com on our podcast page. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.